Blog Talk Radio.
Happy Mom's Day, Happy Mother's Day, Happy Mama's Day. Welcome to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. Happy Mother's Day special edition, and also, of course, sports edition of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. And, hey, call Rich, Roughneck, and I at 714-409-0614. Wishing both of my mamas a happy Mother's Day and all those who are like mothers to us, you know. We all have friends who we won't say are like a mama. You know, they're good friends that are like mamas to us, you know. So happy Mother's Day to all, is everyone who's celebrating Mother's Day. So, you know, call us at 714-409-0614. We're talking Mother's Day. And, of course, you know, with the playoffs going on, we're talking sports also. So I'm just going to go ahead and connect Rich Roughneck. And we're just zooming in. You see, I didn't play more songs. Only the intro by my dear friend Morris Mills, Round and Round. Okay? There's a lot to talk about in so little time, so I guess I will be quiet. I want to say happy birthday to everyone, all these May birthday babies, because I might have missed someone. There are so many May birthday babies. I love birthdays. And my dear friend, a longtime friend of Reg Roughneck and I, Shelly Roundtree Jr., celebrated his birthday on Friday. And if I had, if we had aired the show on Friday, I was going to shout him out. I think he had thought about calling us on Friday, but talked with him on Facebook and on phone. And also many other friends celebrated their birthdays like yesterday. And those of you that are celebrating Mother's Day and your birthday, I think that's just amazing. My Mark Mentor, it's not only a happy Mother's Day weekend for her, but one of her son's birthday was yesterday also to celebrate his birthday party. So shout out to my Mark Mentor, Mandy Smith in Georgia, because I know they had an awesome, she's just having an awesome Mother's Day weekend. And all my aunts. And to the memory of my late aunts also, my cousin Linda, who you all hear, have been hearing on the show in the past recent weeks. My Aunt Helen, you know, so it's just a special. I miss Aunt Helen. So just one of my friends, you know, sent me a Mother's Day wish. Well, many friends do, but my friend, Classic Shan and Big D, I love her so much. She's just an amazing person, and she sent me a very sweet message, Happy Mother's Day, in memory of my son, because I have a son that I had given birth to in 88, whom I almost died myself. You all heard my story during childbirth, but my son will be 23, and Cressy Shan is a fantastic mother and friend of mine, and she said, well, Happy Mother's Day to you in memory of your son, Christopher Cortez. So I'm sending much love to just all of my friends. My friend Ivy Fair in Washington, D.C., she's an amazing mother. Just so shout out to her, Purple Clothing. So just thank you so much. But I'm going to be quiet and go ahead and connect with Ridge Roughneck. Please excuse the phone ringing in the background. And it's time to connect with Ridge Roughneck.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing fine. And once again, happy Mother's Day to you and to your lovely mom.
Thank you so much.
And yes, I matter of fact, I had just got the phone with my favorite aunt, who just came out of surgery, and I wish her a happy Mother's Day. We had a wonderful time talking, as we always do. So,
great, and so she's doing good.
Yeah, she sounded a lot better. She's getting her strength back, and you know, she'll be getting a little pep in her step for too long. She's a tough lady, and she's been battling cancer for over 30 years and still with us, thank God. So,
praise God.
So, yes, I have a lot of love for my aunt Bobby. Like I said, she's always been my older mother.
Yeah, that's what I was saying, you know. We have our mom, but then we also have those women, if they're relatives or non-relatives, that are like mothers to us.
Well, you know,
and
my mother's side of the family.
So that's like she's more than an aunt to you, your relationship with her. She's almost like your other mom.
My mother's sisters, they all like moms to me in their own way. And when I go to Jackson, I always make a point to see them.
Yeah. Amazing. Yeah, because I know I have play daddies galore. But yeah, so but Father's Day will be coming up next month. So it's amazing. I love Mother's Day and Father's Day and these holidays. It's just a wonderful time to really express how you feel about certain people. If you really don't, I mean, I know we express ourselves every day, but it's just amazing when holidays like Mother's Day and Father's Day come around.
Well, Yeah, that's true.
But my mother, you sure made my Mother's Day by talking with my mother, wishing her mother's happy Mother's Day. My mother.
Well, it's amazing how the years go by and you hear somebody on the phone and then all of a sudden their face starts coming back through you on the phone. Because, you know what I mean, the few times that I did meet your mom, I mean, she was always sweet. And, you know.
Yeah, Reg and I, we go back 30-plus years. So, you know, knucklehead kids in the hood just having a blast. Trying to stay out of trouble and still trying to stay out of trouble.
Got that right. Trouble can sometimes be so hard to resist.
Exactly. Like a spiritual advisor of mine, may he rest in peace, once told me, trouble finds you.
I'm tired of trouble finding me, to be honest with you. Trouble just seems just like tap me on the shoulder, like, hello, remember me?
Amazing. We have a caller, Reg Roughneck. Let's see what's going on. We're talking Mother's Day and we're talking sports. Hello.
Hey, how are you doing?
Happy Mother's Day
to you.
Great, thank you.
I was just wondering if I could share this poem that I wrote, if it's all right.
Okay.
With my mama.
What's your name and where are you calling from, if you don't mind?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm Gary Malone. I'm calling from Athens, Alabama.
Oh, okay. Shout out to Athens, Alabama.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Athens,
and
Alabama.
Gary? Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, please do. Share your poem. You know we love poetry.
Okay. This is titled Mama.
Okay.
You are a goddess.
Three,
you
two,
are
one, go.
Queen. Okay. Why is it an echo? Is it something going on with my phone?
You're getting the echo?
Yeah, I'm getting a real bad echo.
You're not coming through. I don't think you're coming through as an echo on air, so let's... I don't think you're coming through as an echo.
No, your connection can be like that.
Yeah, but I think does he sound like an echo to you, Reg Roughneck?
Well, yeah, it is, because I have a plan to go as well, so it's just a failure connection.
Both of you are coming through clear, and I think you're coming through clear live on air.
Oh. Okay,
is it distracting you?
I can get through it.
Okay, because I live on air, and then you can listen to it, or you can send me your email address so I can send you a direct copy also of the show.
No, it's fine. I can get through it. I'm used to it. I do this all the time.
Okay, sounds like.
I do it all the time.
Okay.
Great. Mama.
Let's hear.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, we're ready too.
Okay. Mama, you are a goddess more than just a queen. The rose and title of your head are more worthy of a king. Royalty and beauty ooze out of every pore of your brown skin. And every time I'm in your presence, you take my breath away. The embodiment of strength and stronger than nature, a mixture of fire and rain. Mama, you are my wind. A mother eager to carry me under your wings, we share a bond between mother and child. A spiritual concoction better than glue. And like another glue, mama, I'm crazy about you. The earth has quaked and stars have failed. But even death didn't get my attention when you angrily yell. Instruction like, boy, why did you do that? Go give me a switch. Or encouragement like I'm proud of you and I love you, son. And stern guidance. Hold your head up, boy, and don't you never quit. Your silence prayer. Lord, please have mercy. And you are so good to me. Your songs of conviction. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. I hear your praise at the start and the end of every day. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Jesus. See, Mama, you're the reason man was given five senses. I fear you. And there isn't a fabric created to prepare your loving touch. I smell you in every flower. Your aroma is the scent of the earth. I hear your voice of an angel, a precious, sweet, strong bird. And I taste your fine cuisine better than any master chef. Your edible creations are many slices of heaven. And, Mama, I see you standing taller than Dorothy Height, higher than the highest mountain. And no matter your age, you will always feel your fountain. All your heartache, all your pain, and all your tears, I can know everyone and still can't fathom how for all these years you managed to endure. Mama, I searched Western for words worthy of your honor, and there were none. I couldn't make up any, but I had to use some. So simply put, Mama, my amazing mother is awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.
Man, that's a tribute.
Oh, my God.
That is a beautiful tribute.
Oh, my God. Tears about the release from my eyes. I love that.
Oh, it don't take much for that.
Honestly, I love that. Oh, my God. I had to hold back, like, saying, oh, my goodness. I love it. It's called Mama, or what is the title?
Now, that's the tissue, please.
Mama. I wrote that and gave it to my mother last year for Mother's Day. I read it to her. I'm a writer, poet, and I do poetry all the time. And in a way, I didn't want to get a card, and I just wanted to do my own thing, so I wrote her this poem.
Yeah, that beats the card any day.
Most definitely. I know she loved it.
Oh, yeah. And all my other...
Go ahead.
Excuse me?
And all
I said all the other women that are around, my sisters and siblings and aunts and nieces, you know, they all enjoyed it too. So,
yeah, it's a gift to your mother and all the women in your life. So how did you top it this year?
I just gave her. I asked her, Mama, what did you want? She's working her yard. She's gardening all that. She's an outdoor person. And she
oh my
asked
God!
Me to
shout out to your mama. Shout out to your mama. That's what I love to do.
That's my mother's daughter, Miss Dorothy Malone. And
okay.
Anyway, I gave her a knockout rose bush, and this year I bought her a card, and then I'm cooking dinner. Well, part
oh
of
my
dinner.
God! What's on the menu? We love the food.
Well, my part is meatloaf and corn casserole. I don't know what the others are bringing, but I'm bringing my part. That's what my part is.
Oh, man, I love meatloaf.
Sir.
Wow, I cooked a meatloaf yesterday.
Sir, are you married?
Am I? Oh,
yes.
No, I'm not. No, I'm a single man.
Okay, well, I was going
to
say, make sure you get your wife that's not going to be jealous of your mom, because if you love your mom this strong, man,
But he sounded like a perfect mate. So yeah, I'm glad you asked that question because we're not trying to get on in your personal business, but that's what my listening audience will be bombarding me with after the show. Is he single or married? Because he sounds like the perfect guy. Yeah.
There you go. You're going to start that matchmaking.
I love guys love their mother because that extends to the women, other women in their lives also. 9 times out of 10.
What was your name again, sir?
Gary Malone. You
Gary.
Find me on Facebook.
Gary.
Yeah.
If you're on Facebook, don't be surprised. Bethany hooks you up with one of her friends.
No, my friend will contact me anyway. Oh, my God, I love him. Like,
that'll be great.
Cause
like I said, I am single and available, but I really mostly just read that. I've seen your show, and I wanted to attribute to it. That's my first time listening to your show. I'm a blog talker. I go visit a lot of these shows.
Are you
just happen to run across you? No, I'm not. I'm a writer, a poet, and I'm a teacher at my church and everything. But I just like to share my gift on Facebook and through these poetry. So I want to thank you for this platform and this venue to give my poetry another voice to be heard. So I thank you.
Thank you, and you're invited any and all times. I don't know. I don't think we're Facebook friends, but we're definitely will be after the show.
Okay, that's
Gary Malone. Are you under Gary Malone?
Yeah, Gary Malone, Athens, Alabama.
Okay, because we want to know more about your work as a teacher and as a poet also.
Okay, well, you can go to Facebook. When you frame me, you'll see some of my... Matter of fact, I got a poem up there entitled She. It's on my page. It's a tribute to all mothers.
Oh, great. And your email address is on your page?
Uh-huh, yes, it is.
Okay, because I'm going to email you a copy of this show.
Okay, that'll be wonderful.
Okay, I'll email you this show, and you can share it with whomever you would like to share it with also. I don't think the echo, you will hear the echo. I'm sorry that you experienced the echo while you were reciting it, but it came through clear to me, and I believe to the listening audience also.
Okay,
well,
that's
just
about the
ladies.
Yeah, so we're talking about we're talking Mother's Day, and we're talking sports, too. Are you into sports or anything? If you want to share?
Well, I've been looking a little bit. I'm watching the playoff. I haven't just grasped. I hadn't really got any particular team in the NBA.
Yeah.
But I'm not a Laker fan, so that makes a difference.
I drink to that.
We're something. We share different opinions and thoughts. So yeah, because I'm loving this seeing the Grizzlies and seeing the Clippers and
no doubt.
I used to be a big time Indiana Pacers fan. So seeing them play the Heat, oh my God.
Oh wow, yes. So I am loving that. The Clippers. I would love to see the Clippers. I would love to see LA, the Lakers get eliminated. If they hadn't already, I don't know if it's, and I would.
It's coming.
I hope so.
Okay, now, Reg Rupnick and I are big Dallas Mavericks supporters and fans. Matter of fact, that's where Reg is, not in Dallas. So what team is your favorite team?
Gary. Yeah.
Gary?
I really don't have a favorite in there. I just
you
go for the underdogs. Like right now, I'm pushing more for the Memphis or the Clippers. I don't want the Heat. You know, I'm always been like that.
You know what? I'm on the same page with you because I've seen this coming with the Grizzlies and with the Clippers. Throughout that 4 years ago, that was my prediction. Like I see these teams going practically all the way, if not all the way. So, yeah.
I would really love to see them go all the way for real. I really would because they have been at the bottom for so long. You know, to see them to push up to this level, I would to carry their team to another level, I would really love it. So I guess I could say this particular time I'm for either one of them.
Okay, great. So you mentioned your church. So what's the name of your church? Let's shout out your church that you're
Fellowship of Faith. Fellowship of Faith, my pastor is Pastor Troy Garner in Huntsville, Alabama.
Oh, in Huntsville. So did you say you're in Huntsville or Athens?
No, I live in Athens, but I work and commute back and forth to church from Huntsville.
Far north Alabama. I kept saying Athens was up that way.
Yeah, it's in North Alabama. It's about 30 minutes from Huntsville.
Okay, I visited Huntsville when Reggie. Did you go to Huntsville when we went on a trip
I didn't go to that field trip. I know the one you're talking about.
I visited NASA in Huntsville. That's NASA Center, right? NASA.
Right.
The Space and Rocket Center.
Yeah. Okay. I remember.
Yes. Space and Rocket Center.
And I've seen so much. I've heard that it's really changed now, and I really want to visit Huntsville again, now.
Yeah, when you do come out here.
I had the pleasure of going up that way a few years ago, probably back in like 2004, 2005, sometime during that when I used to drive trucks.
I've been to every place you can think of.
What did you say, Gary?
I'm sorry, Rich. I didn't mean to interrupt you. Where are y'all centrally located?
Okay. Where am I broadcasting from?
Yes.
Not far from you, in the capital city of Jackson, Mississippi.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Another historic city. So I'm
technology is so wonderful.
I'm currently in the historic city of Jackson, Mississippi, and Reg is in Dallas, Texas. Yeah, so isn't Blog Talk Radio awesome how we can connect? And
hey,
these
people, my mom, they're beeping in now. They want me to bring my meatloaf on, so I'm gonna have to go.
Okay, well, say hello to the worldwide listening audience, because I know you have people crying all over the world.
Yeah, well,
hey Gary,
yes.
Okay, well,
now, I was just gonna say, while you eating that meatloaf, can I have your cornbread?
Well, hug Mama for me. Tell her Beth said hello. And
over
connect
too.
On Facebook.
Do you have a chat?
Yes, I do. I'm in the chat room right now.
I didn't see it pull up. I would have posted in the chat. But you on every Sunday? But when you do friend me, send me when your show is it's about to come on or something, and I'll be sure to tune into it.
Okay, live broadcasts are usually Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday at 5:30 a.m. On Sunday, this is a special Sunday broadcast. It's fun to do the special broadcast on like Sunday afternoon. So this is like a special broadcast. And but on Monday, Wednesday, entertainment lifestyle show, and I'm a poet also, so most definitely come on anytime to
talk about. What category? I find you this in the category and under entertainment.
Okay, yeah.
What category
do
you
use? Entertainment and lifestyle, and we talk about never run out of topics because we talk about from beauty, fashion, community. Like if you want to promote some community events going on at your church or in your community, feel free to come on and share with me and share with the listening audience what's going on.
All right, I will do.
But I'll send you that email, and hopefully you will be able to tune in on Monday morning also.
Not Monday morning. It'll be in the afternoon. I reference 6 to 2.
Okay. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. But you can... It's like all other profiles, you can listen to past shows also.
Well, yeah, I can also go in the archive.
But I can't wait to tell. We really thank you and appreciate you.
You're welcome. And I just posted a poem I read on my Facebook page. So
you did?
I just posted on my page.
Okay, great. I'm going
to share it. Mom and a tribute to my mother, Dorothy G. Malone.
Okay.
But I got to run. They've been still bleeding in. So I got to carry my food on down here. Thank God it's just only one house. We're only one house apart.
Save me a plate, player.
Snap some pictures and post on your Facebook page.
All right, I'll do that. All right,
okay.
I want to shout out to all the mothers all over the world, all over the country. Happy Mother's Day, and thank you all once again for giving us people another platform to be heard. Thank you.
God bless you.
God bless you. And hugs to you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And all your loved ones that you'll be with today.
All right, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Talk with you later.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay, y'all, I hope you all just enjoyed Mama and the brief interview also with Mr. Gary Malone of Athens, Alabama, right outside of Huntsville, Alabama. I can't wait to hear his other poems. I love that poem. I know when he shared that poem last Mother's Day, everyone just went crazy.
Well, that was a wonderful poem.
I had to hold back. You know, I had to button my lips.
Yeah, I could just picture. I just picture the expression on your face.
Yay, Blake Griffin!
I'm doing the same thing. I'm flipping back between this game and watching Mahalo Falls on Channel 27. So, like I said, they're really playing this game down to the wire.
Yeah, I see. And these are like two of my favorite teams. I saw they have the camera on your guy, Keon Martin.
hey, that's my boy.
Yeah, I saw this coming though with the Clippers, boy.
It's too bad you'll never become a Maverick, because he said you'll never work for Mark Cuban.
And he's a native of Dallas, isn't that something?
Right.
Yeah.
You know about that little run-in that Kenyon Martin's mother had with Mark Cuban after the game?
Yeah, you know,
and
I know about that.
Yeah, Kenyon has sworn that the only reason why he hasn't taken matters in his own hands is because there's laws protecting him. So, you know, that would be that would be a very bad situation of them two in the same room.
Wow.
But
that was an amazing event that happened.
Yeah, I really hated that, because I really thought at one point in time Kenyon Martin was on the wish list for the Mavericks. Until that happened, and then it just...
Well, hopefully we'll get another Dallas native, Deron Williams.
Hey, I'm on it too. I'm on the case. So I was talking about that the other day with a couple guys.
We didn't get the Dallas Maverick Chris Barnes, but maybe Deron Williams and Dwight Howard.
Hey, like I said, they're definitely on the wish list. Mark, put them under the tree, dog. Yeah, like I said, that'll make everybody forget about this past season.
I feel like
it was a sacrifice made.
I'm on the same page with Gary regarding the underdogs, because those are teams that I love, and I love my Hornets. Because look at the Mavericks, my favorite team is like the Hornets. I mean, all these teams that I'm watching are like my teams in my top eight. My top eight teams are like playing right now. So I'm like, oh, my God, may the best team win. Cause
exactly.
I love it. But ever since O.J. Mayo signed with the Grizzlies, I knew, everything is coming to fruition. When he signed with them, four years ago, I knew that just getting working with the teammates is already there, then adding other players and the way they're coached, I knew that team would develop like this. So, to me, the Clippers and the
the thing about it, Memphis did a great job. Huh?
The Thunder, the Grizzlies, and the Clippers are like the best, most improved teams, the best developed teams.
They are. You're right, they are. The work that they've done behind the scenes has just been impressive. And big ups to all, to the GMs of all those teams that really put together and constructed a great team. But the Clippers, I definitely got to give them major props for what they've done, the way they've infused the veterans with the young guys. I mean, and bringing Chris Paul in was just a stroke of genius, even though I had to give Commissioner Stern credit for that one for the most part.
exactly.
At first, I was kind of disappointed that Commissioner Stern was meddling, but I kind of like how this one turned out. And then the fact that he ain't playing for the Lakers, then, hey, that's even better, too.
Wow. Okay, LeBron.
Okay, so I guess that's your future baby daddy, huh?
Oh, well, I don't like looking at LeBron that way, because I can't wait till he and I hope I get an invite to the wedding. Then we talking about good cooking, boy.
I thought he was already married.
They're engaged, unless they had a secret wedding I didn't know about.
They've been engaged a long time, and they done had kids, so.
Well, they've been living together, shacking up for a long time, but they didn't get engaged until...
My point exactly.
They've been shacking up. Yeah, I'm using the old school term. They've been shacking up forever.
They've been shacking.
But they didn't officially get engaged until, New Year's Eve.
His birthday's December 30th, so yeah. I know they got engaged, but that's the longest damn engagement I ever heard of.
But your point, they already have their family intact, huh?
Right, they got everything intact except the ink on the marriage license. But hey, that's wrong for business, so hey, they can do what they do.
Oh, He's one of my favorite players, and I've loved networking with him throughout the years. Yeah.
Right. I mean, did you? I'm sure you got a little whiff of the fact that he got the MVP again.
Yeah.
And he won the MVP again. So this is the third time in 4 years he's won the MVP. So I hope this year it finally pays off for him.
Yeah, good point.
Exactly. So, I mean, I want Miami to just get this championship out of the way so we can concentrate back on the Mavericks and everything, because I know we robbed them good last year, because we wound up getting them back for the way they took us 4 years ago.
You consider that a robbery? I thought that was like...
Not necessarily. I mean... Not necessarily. The point I was trying to make is we paid them back for the way they did us back in 2006. So that was revenge, far as I was concerned.
Exactly. Amen.
So that was payback. So we got them, but see, since LeBron got hurt on that situation, I just want LeBron to go and get his championship so everybody quit picking on him.
Yeah, because really, we, Mav Nation, tried to tell him to get with the Mavs.
We did.
You're right. Miami is one of my favorite teams, so if he wasn't going to get with the Mavs, I'm glad to see he got with the decided to take his talents to South Beach. Well, we tried to tell him, if you want to get a championship this year, you need to come to the Mavs. But now he ain't listening.
That's right. And we proved that point. Yeah.
And did you see his face during the playoffs, really? Like, dang.
Yeah.
You know?
If I had just went on to listen to Mr. Cuban, I could have been on the winning team.
And those of us in the Mavs Nation, we had a campaign going on. Lord knows.
Eric Dampier, now check out Eric Dampier, look at his luck. He was playing for the Mavericks when the Heat beat them. Then he was playing for the Heat when we beat them. So I think after a while they're gonna start calling Eric Dampier Mush.
remember that character
on Bronx Tale, the guy that always in Jinx, they call him Mush.
Mom and I have loved Eric since he was with Mississippi State. Yeah, then he signed to the Milwaukee Bucks, and he was like disappointed about signing with them when he first was drafted. But Eric is a bad player. He's been bad, you know. But he have yet won a ring, right? That's what we're talking about.
He hasn't, unfortunately. I like Eric Dampier. You know, I mean, back when he was a center at Mississippi State. I mean,
yeah,
so
love
him. Mississippi State. Matter of fact, was in the NCAA tournament,
exactly.
And Dampier was playing then.
Yeah.
So you know, Dampier's been around quite a while.
Exactly. For those of you that don't know the history of Dampier, he's a collegiate superstar. So, yeah, he's awesome. And then it's good that he's still playing good now. But, yeah, you're making a good point. Yeah, he's like OJ, huh? Never won that ring.
Yeah, exactly. But, I mean... it's not like the '90s when everybody was doing the Florida Evans damn routine, because that was Jordan's decade where he just polished off everybody for that whole decade. And you know, Karl Malone, Stockton, Barkley, Ewing, I mean, all those guys, they hate Michael Jordan for a lot. I mean, the only person that benefited was Olajuwon and Drexler. Olajuwon and Drexler, you know, they send Michael Jordan flowers every year for him taking them 2 years off. So, yeah, those guys benefited royally from that. I mean, can you imagine if Jordan had stayed, I mean, more championships?
I can't even figure it out, because he still had a lot in him when he retired from being an
athlete. Right. When he left Chicago, it wasn't like they could not have went back and won. But after the team got blown up, that was just a disgrace. I mean, because they was winning. I mean, everybody was just doubles every year. So
He just, I mean, that was the most unstoppable team ever put together. So, and that's the reason why I hate the Michael. They had another Michael Jordan, Kobe comparison earlier this week, and I just like, you know, please, you know, the impact Michael Jordan had on one team with the Bulls, that'll never be done again. Not in this era.
Well, time to start concluding the show before we're abruptly cut off. So again, we want to wish. So you have anything else you want to say before I make a last comment?
Well, I definitely want to send a special happy Mother's Day to my mother, ML Ruffin Woodruff. I spoke to her earlier, and I can't wait for her to get home, and I'll be here, and I'm going to cook her a nice dinner, and we're just going to sit back, and we got a lot to talk about.
Okay, and I just want to again wish a happy Mother's Day again to my mom. I'm blessed to still have my mother, and I'm blessed for her to still have me also, because I'm always counting my blessings of being here in this world, and my mom is 80, and doing well, and shout out and happy birthday to her and my sister Beverly, and in memory also to my sister Mrs. Diane Williams Ellis, who passed away she was a resident of Dallas, and shout out to my niece Deetra and my brother Tumble Ellis in the memory of my beloved late sister Diane Ellis, and just all the mothers, all my Facebook friends and online friends and my real-life friends, on- and offline friends who are celebrating Mother's Day. And some of my friends have shared with me that what I'm doing today, I'm going to my mother's grave. So my prayers and love with my real-life and all online friends who are just missing their moms today, and women who are like moms to them. And also to our fellow classmates and friends, that have recently lost kids, you know, Ridge Roughneck, like Kimberly, who recently lost her son, and other friends of ours who have lost kids. You know, I speak of losing my son soon after birth. I know it's just heartbreaking to lose your child. You know, it's so close to Mother's Day, on Mother's Day. And special shout out to my friend Robert Smith Jr., who mother had to be